Hello, Leo friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Leo April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month Quantum Leap into Leo's Destiny, and we will get into all of that goodness. This report is for you if Leo is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Leo placement you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. If you're a very late degree Leo friend, so birthdays like August 15th through the rest of the sign are 23 degree Leo placements. Through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Virgo report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. There is so much to talk about this month, but a lot of this energy that you feel from me as a fellow fire sign, excitement about this month, this time, is centered around all of the Aries placements that are lighting up Leo placements like the 4th of July. This is a magical time of manifestation and quantum leaps into Leo's destiny. When we have eclipses, as we do, we've got the Libra eclipse at 5 degrees on March 25th, still very much influencing all of April. We've got April 8th, the kickoff to the astrological new year, the new moon in Aries, which is a solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries. These events are of critical importance for everybody, but fire signs, air signs are getting extra kisses from these placements because of the angles that they make mathematically. So we're going to talk about this, and it's not just the eclipses that are lighting Leo up like crazy and bringing destiny into the forefront. It's also a massive amount of other Aries placements that are crossing over that North Node point. The North Node is the point of our highest expression this lifetime. So we're having all of this activity in the sky, making a trine, most favorable aspect in all of astrology for Leo, focused on your destiny, your highest expression, and activating that. And I've got some amazing suggestions as to how you can consciously use this energy. So we're just going to start out with this. And believe it or not, there's actually more to discuss besides that, but this is the thing I'm most excited about, so we're going to go with this. All right, so first thing to know is that there is an exorbitant amount of Aries energy starting March 21st, of course. It's the astrological new year. Happy astrological new year. Starting our fire sign, beginning of the new cycle, and starting of these trines for Leo and fellow fire sign Sag. The sun, transiting North Node in a longer-term transit. Chiron, longer-term transit. Mercury, retrograde. So crossing through Aries, retrograding back in Aries, going back through Aries. So triple kisses for fire signs from the Mercury retrograde transit this time. And then a little bit into April, Venus will get into Aries too. And when all of this is starting to wrap up more, Mars will get into Aries in the beginning of May. So this fire frenzy is not going to stop, and this is very exciting. So all of these angles are bringing possibilities for Leo, how you express yourself, how you walk in the world, your excitement, your passion. And eclipse time is a time of massive transformation. This eclipse cycle that started at the end of, or in the beginning of 2023, which will go until mid-2025, is activating Aries and Libra, me versus we, autonomy versus, and self-reliance versus relationships. So many other deeper levels of that polarity are activating. But I want to give you at least 10 amazing ways that you can use all of this Aries energy crossing over the North Node ecliptic point, which is this point of destiny and karma, this point, this eclipse energy. I want to give you at least 10 ways. And then we will go, or maybe so I don't lose track, I just want to give you the degrees of the eclipses to tell you who may have even more manifestations from this. Okay, so nobody's being left out of the potential. So if you're not in the zone of what I'm going to list, don't worry about it. This is intense enough and broad enough that everyone can have effects. So I talk about the Libra lunar eclipse on March 25th in more in the March reports, and I have other separate videos on that eclipse cycle. But I'll just tell you now, the 5-degree Libra placement, those of you who are in July born zone, like the closest to July 27th, like really all July born, the closest around July 27th or so, the more you get the kiss from that one. And then this April 8th, 19 degree solar eclipse in Aries, this is 19 degrees. So we'll say 14 degrees to 24 degrees. Closer to 19 degrees, the more kiss you get from this. This is basically August 4th through around August 14th, and the closer to around August 10th, the more you get the kiss from this one. But again, nobody's left out from it. This is just, you know, more obvious manifestation. Sometimes eclipses manifest very deeply on a psychological level where you can feel different, even if everything looks the same outside of you. So there are many ways that this can manifest. And there are things that are going to happen that are completely out of your control. Hopefully they will be amazing. Sometimes they're not. But at least from the perspective of the connection with the Leo placement, this is a fantastic aspect. But of course, we have more than just whatever this your Leo placement is in the chart. So it's a very diverse range of potential expression. But I want to give you 10 ways that you can actively use this energy to help the universe in the process of manifesting your destiny and different ways that it can manifest. Okay, so one is manifesting cosmic dreams. So this is a time for visionary goals on your deepest desires. If you think that there's something that you want, then go steps beyond that and go for what is the bigger thing you want. I have been always huge into focusing on unreasonable goals, because when we focus on unreasonable goals, then even if we fall short, where we wind up is so much further than we would have been if we would have set our sights lower. And Leos are tending to be really good at this setting of big goals, right? This is, you know, Leo's ruled by the sun, and this is the source of our creation and our creativity. So, you know, usually Leos are not going super small with their goals, but this is a coaxing to go whatever steps beyond, maybe even beyond your comfort zone with your manifesting goals and manifesting your cosmic dreams, okay? So you can allow yourself to dream big and imagine these infinite possibilities and then set these intentions that reflect your highest expression. This energetic of highest expression is super important at this time because that's what the eclipses are about, okay? They're about clearing up negative expression ancestrally, you know, in other ways, and stepping into the highest expression. So a second way that you can use this energy is to embark on heroic quests. This can be a literal quest, like you go somewhere where people need help and you help them. Or it can be, an inner quest, the inner quest of the hero, where we're healing ourselves so that we can heal other people. Basically setting courageous goals that will push you out of your comfort zone. You know, you'll hear me mention comfort zone a lot because this is, you know, the energy of Aries. So, and all of this is really being reiterated, not just by the eclipse, but also because these Aries points are crossing over the ecliptic where this North Node is. And of course, the eclipse itself. Okay, so the next thing is claiming your cosmic destiny. So there may be things that you know that you're supposed to do, but you've been afraid or something has been holding you back to claiming these dreams. This could be a time to do it. Now, as I'm saying this, Mercury is going to be retrograde all month. So when I say this is the time, some of the pieces might not fall together in this exact month, but this cycle, you know, March, April, May, this period of time, even stretching from a little earlier, late February into June, this eclipse cycle, and can extend out even into 2025. This is the period of time that I'm talking about with a very active force at this time. Because Mercury being retrograde from April 1st through April 25th might not be the best time to activate or like launch your biggest dream, but it is the time to set the goal. It is the time to research it. It is the time to do the inner work to help you vibrationally align with what you want to create. So claiming your cosmic destiny is this align with your sense of purpose. You know, it's your trust in the guidance of the universe as you move forward and blaze forward with this pioneering energy. Okay, then we've got becoming a creative visionary. So the idea of a creative visionary, we all have creative genius and visionary potential. Humans are amazing. And we will see, when we'll talk about later, the Jupiter-Uranus aspects. I mean, let's put it this way. The last time we had Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus 84 or 5 years ago, the jet engine was patented by Frank Whittle. And we know what happened with our life and exploration and adventures with the jet engine. It's like off the charts. So discoveries like this for the world are going to be happening at this time. Discoveries for yourself are going to be happening at this time. And the energy of being a creative visionary, where you're thinking outside of the box and expanding into new realms, you know, are really, really just supercharged. And your manifestation timelines might be very, very much expedited. That's something that I notice at eclipse time, is sometimes things you've been working on manifesting forever, they can all of a sudden manifest in an instant. You're like, whoa, okay, there we go. That happens, you know? So you definitely want to let your imagination soar as you actively create at this time. Something else you can use this energy for is cultivating cosmic consciousness. So anything that connects you to the greater web of connectivity of the universe and the all that is, that's something that you can really stretch beyond. Because when we look at things from that perspective, we see that we are all united and we are all the same in so many different ways. We have different experiences. We have different pasts. We have different plights that we feel like we're working with. But we're all star stuff. We're all made from the same materials, and we have a consistency of our human experience that is shared. So anything that we can do that can elevate vibration and expand our consciousness into the unity zone is a really great way to use this energy. Okay, you can ignite passionate pursuits. So anything that has to do with fire and inspiration, or the fire of inspiration and motivation, anything that, you know, allows yourself to be driven by your passions, that is what this time is for. This Aries energy is going to be off the charts for this. All right, so you can lead with courage and conviction. This has to do with the fearless leadership qualities of Leo and the fearless energy of Aries combining together. This is, you know, and then of course the adventurous energies of the ninth house, which is where all of this is happening. So when Aries transits occur, they occur in the ninth house of Sagittarius. And that has to do with adventure seeking, long distance travel, teaching, learning, religious or spiritual understandings that connect us, like being on the mountain and seeing where we're all, you know, where we're all the same, kind of the bigger picture. This can have to do with different languages, different cultures. I mean, and down to like visas and immigration and passports and, you know, international business. All of those things are in this ninth house. So all of that stuff is being activated here. And we've got all of this fire energy. So it's like all three fire signs are being activated in this profile because the Aries energy is there. It's in the Sagittarius house and it's activating the Leo area. So we've got triple fire. Embracing cosmic abundance. So abundance is not just financial. There could be abundance of time, abundance of health, abundance of resources, abundance of inspiration. Anything that happens to do has to do with the energy of embracing. I really like this word for this time because there is a truth that we can accept this, and it's available to us. We just have to become a vibrational match for what it is that we seek. So whatever we have to do to connect with the vibration of the cosmic abundance, that's going to be amazing at this time. So trusting the universe and asking for signs and being led through like little breadcrumbs through the forest as the universe gives you signs, and you know, whether it's animals or whether it's a waking dream on a truck that passes you that says time to go, or you know, the many different ways spirit speaks to us, a song that comes on right when you were thinking about something, someone calling just when you had an idea, you know, spirit speaks to us in all of these ways through synchronicity. Something else that you can do is cultivate these cosmic connections, meaning like with other people or with nature or with guides, ethereal guides, animals, anything like that. These bonds of friendship and love and community are really beautifully supported with this energy, and you can use it actively, or you may notice that it comes up. This is amazing time for learning something. If you've been wanting to amp up your studies for your financial improvement, for your self-development, this is an amazing time to go back to a course that you've already studied, or to go back to something you've been wanting to do for a while and actually do it. And then, of course, becoming a beacon of light. So anything that will illuminate your path forward for yourself and shine brightly for other people, embracing your role as a beacon of hope for other people. Leo people tend to be very inspiring. We tend to want to watch, you know, the theatrics that Leo enthusiastically expresses through. And you can use that for good. So figuring out those ways how to leave a legacy of love and light. This is very much what this energy is about. Okay, so hopefully you're excited and jazzed up. We do have more things to talk about though here. So the next thing has to do with, we still have water placements going on. And water, what does water do to fire? It puts it out. But as you've heard, there's an exorbitant amount of fire energy. So in some cases, maybe the water energy can be helpful so that we don't burn up too much. So I'm trying to view it that way, being a fire sign, like, hey, these water energies in your water house of Scorpio in the sign of Pisces might be a little bit of a nuisance, might be a little bit of a, you know, a downer. Emotional things may need to be dealt with for you, or other people may need you, like you're flying high and then you have to deal with other people's heavy emotions or something like that. But this can enrich your relationships, and this can bring strength to your close bonds. And this can help you also to sort things out on deep psychological levels and have mystical breakthroughs. So Mars is moving through this house the entire month of April. And when it passes there, it's going to go into Aries, the area of all this other stuff. So our little border collie of the zodiac, as I like to call Mars, is just activating ambition for your shared finances, for your spiritual development, for your investments, for your, you know, anything like that. Now, since Mercury is in retrograde, we do have to be careful investing. You know, you've got to follow your flow with this, but this tends to be short-term things, and things tend to work out differently than we think when we do big things in retrograde. This retrograde is more of a time to sit on the beach and see what comes to you. Sometimes it's garbage. Sometimes it's a little crab saying hello and you're happy about that if it doesn't bite you or whatever. But it's more of a time to I'm calling it inspired action. These last couple of months have been full of this water energy coupled with this fire energy and the change energy of the eclipse. So the combination of that is inspired action. So if you're not sure, don't act. If it's something long term and you need to take steps along the path, follow the synchronicities. If you have to launch something and it's something you want in place for a long time and it's never been done before, may be better. You know, if you're trying to run a promo and it's something that you've done before, going back to old things at this time could work amazingly well. So we have all of those possibilities. Those transits, the water transit with Mars is going to make an awkward angle for Leo. So you'll definitely be feeling a little bit of just strangeness from that, but it's such a drop in the bucket compared to all these other things. But this water energy is a nice segue for the full moon in Scorpio. So in the days around April 18th, we've got a 4-degree full moon in Scorpio, fullness, completion, drama, fruition, especially April 15th through April 21st, the closer to April 18th, the stronger. I will do a separate video on this. And actually, while we're on the topic of that, I am posting a lot of my reports closer to the time. So my full moon and new moon, you'll see those at the, you know, at the time of the full moon and new moon. If you really like my, and I will be posting horoscopes early still, but if you want the horoscopes extra early, you want the new moon, full moon, and all of my other posts extra early, go to anniehelpsyou.com and click on the upgrade button. That's my secret star portal, or you can search organically Annie Botticelli secret star portal. That will take you to where I have my written horoscopes and all my early content access, plus 2 years of evergreen archive material to help you have your best life. So I just wanted to point that out now because I have done a little bit of a change in my presentation timing. And if you're looking for some of that stuff super early, I am still making it early, and you can access it that way. Okay, so the full moon in Scorpio is going to be accentuating your fourth house of home and family. So fullness, completion, fruition, drama, elucidation, things that are hidden coming up from your family space, housing, you know, water where it shouldn't be. We have to watch out for that at a full moon, especially a full water moon. And this is a square for you. So just kind of safeguard water situations. If you're going away, shut the water off maybe. So, you know, pipes don't break while you're away, those kind of things. And you may notice that there's an emotional situation that happens regarding your home and family or housing. You know, this could be an instigation for a move. This could be a final straw or something that gives you an indication of where you may want to go or move or spend more time. Or this could just be a psychological breakthrough. You know, it doesn't have to be bad just because it's a pressure point. A pressure point can crack us out of a matrix that we've been stuck in. And this is a time of great movement, even though we're in retrograde. Because sometimes we're making inner movement. And even if we don't see things manifesting outside, this can be a time of very great inner movement. Okay, so all of the Leos will feel that. You may feel this more strongly if you're a July born. So that square will be closer if you're a July born friend. All right, now let's talk about the Jupiter-Uranus connection, because this is a really big deal. I am actually going to create one, maybe two separate reports just on this aspect, because it happens once in a generation, once every 84 years. For many people, once in a lifetime, this happens. And the fact, well, Jupiter and Uranus get together every 14 years, but Jupiter and Uranus in a certain sign, it happens every 84 or so years. And the last time it happened, the jet engine was patented, and we see what happened with that, right? So this is, you know, a time of innovation, a time of discovery, a time of new things that can launch us into our next level, like serious up-leveling time. This is happening in the sign of Taurus, so this is material energy. Specifically for Leo, this is happening in your work, career, employment, business, father figures type of energy. So you may see major breakthroughs along those lines. Now, if you're already subscribed to my channel, then make sure you click the bell, because then you will get the updates when I send out about this, more about this. And also, I created a new page, anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, that has my current and upcoming YouTube playlist and my podcast corresponding playlist, where you can see everything in one place. If you're having a little trouble navigating my channel on YouTube mobile, I've noticed myself between the advertisements and the pop-up things that they have going on there, I've been having trouble getting to where I want to go. So if you want to just like binge on my content, you can go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology and look for my playlists. That'll be the most current things. If you want info on the eclipses, go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. And I'll have an eclipse playlist specifically for Leo. Look at the eclipses in Aries because that's this April one. Look at the eclipses in Libra because that's the March one. Look at the eclipses in the third house or Gemini because that's where the Libra eclipse will be. And then look for eclipses in Sagittarius or ninth house because that's where the Aries eclipse will be. So between those four eclipses on that eclipse playlist, you'll get a really very well-rounded viewpoint on how this eclipse cycle may affect you. When you go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your email address and name in, sign up for my free VIP community. I send out astrology education newsletters and I send out all kinds of things to keep you updated on what's going on in the current astrology, including my astrology for April 2024. So when you, in the welcome letter, you can click on the archive link, you can access the April 2024 newsletter with more dates to be awareful and careful of, more of my favorite dates of the month, a write-up of the month, and plus all kinds of free stuff. So that's the unleash button. Then on the upgrade button is the secret star portal for the early content, my written horoscopes, evergreen archives. And then you can click on the up-level button, which is my astrology education courses, my basics and beyond course, which you can get for free when you register for my astrology certification course. And wow, it's a lot of information in that course. If you are all about astrology and love my teaching, you will love that course. If you want to learn how to earn money as an astrologer, I can help you do that. That is one of my areas of specialty. So you can see all this at anniehelpsyou.com. I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.